In the Studio Productions and the Center for Partnership Studies explore the issues of the 2008 presidential elections in Campaign 08, a series of discussions with Center Chairwoman, global activist, and best-selling author, Rianne Eisler. This series is produced and presented by Patrick O'Heffernan.
Today we're talking with Rianne Eisler, author of the bestseller, The Chalice and the Blade, along with 9 other groundbreaking books. Rianne is a renowned lecturer, a humanist, a social scientist, a passionate activist for women and children, and an inspiring leader who was recently honored as one of the world's 20 greatest peacemakers, along with Mahatma Gandhi, Mother Teresa, and the Dalai Lama. Rianne Eisler, welcome to the studio for Campaign 08.
Great to be with you, Patrick.
I'd like to turn to the women in the election. Some people are saying this is a banner year for women because Governor Palin and Senator Clinton are in the race. And other people are saying that's not really. So how do you feel about it?
I feel that both answers are right. Certainly the visibility that has been given to Hillary Clinton and to Sarah Palin are important. It is beginning to normalize something. I mean, incredibly, you know, in countries like Sweden, like Norway, like Finland, which, by the way, have much more solid economies, have a much longer lifespan, have less crime because they have more caring policies, universal health care, universal child care, very generous paid parental leave. In those nations, women are 40% of the national legislature. And having a female head of state is not a big deal. You know, they've had quite a few of them and continue to.
Ireland, too, where I was last week.
Yeah. But the thing is, we've got to catch up. We've got to really understand that it's a nonsense to talk about representative democracy, which we keep talking about, participatory democracy, when half the population only has, 14%? And we think that's great because we just a short time ago we had nothing. So, no. In that sense, the normalizing of women running for high office is on the plus side. For all of us, for men as well as women. And for men because as more and more women, not just, you know, the woman who makes it to the top by showing every inch of the way, like, unfortunately, a Sarah Palin, that she's not too soft or feminine, right? But masses of women enter. You do see the same phenomenon that we see in the Nordic nations, more caring policies, because those are associated with the so-called inferior, less important, soft feminine. The bad news, and it is bad news, is that, unfortunately, Palin really does not represent policies and even a role model that is good for women and for children.
What about Senator Clinton?
I think that, you know, she's not perfect, my goodness. I mean, that's the other thing. Again, you know, we're back to that issue. She does offer an alternative. She's not the kind of poster woman for the beer ads that Palin is, and she doesn't identify with, you know, with the tough guys and shoot wolves and, you know, from airplanes and all of that. Hillary Clinton wrote a book called It Takes a Village. Hillary Clinton understands what so many Americans really do understand deep in their hearts, which is that we've got to have a different approach to family policy. Hillary Clinton certainly has been much, 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 much more concerned with what happens to the workers in our nation. And by workers, I really want to be very clear. I mean the employed workers, because people who stay at home taking care of kids are also working. And she's concerned about those too. So I think Hillary Clinton does represent more caring, more nurturing, and more effective approach to building our real wealth. And I want to add something here. What we are really having to look at is that we've been brainwashed, and I say we, all of us, into somehow thinking that the soft, the stereotypically feminine, whether it resides in a woman or a man, is inferior, is not effective. You know, men who are more caring, they're sissies, they're wimps, right? Well, the data, and again, this data is in my book, The Real Wealth of Nations, shows that quite the contrary. For example, in businesses, caring pays in dollars and cents. Companies, for example, that regularly appear on the Fortune 500 and the Working Mothers lists of the best companies to work for have a higher return to investors. They've done studies on on-site child care. One study showed that companies that invested in on-site child care, within 4 years, they had a 500% return on investment. If that's not efficient, I don't know what is.
Rhianne Eisler, thank you for joining us at In the Studio for this edition of Campaign 08.
You've been listening to the latest edition of Campaign 08, produced by In the Studio Productions with the Center for Partnership Studies and presented by Patrick O'Heffernan. For more information on The Real Wealth of Nations and Rhianne Eisler's other books and lectures, stop by partnershipway.org. That's partnershipway.org. This is Brian Butler for In the Studio Productions. Thank you for listening.